Your Excellency, Vice President of the Republic, Your Excellency, Right Honorable Speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, Honorable Speaker of the Council of States, Honorable Members of this August House, Members of the Diplomatic Corps, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I have come before you on this very important occasion to outline major policy priorities of the transitional government of national unity for the year 2017. I am optimistic that this year will be a year of peace and stability for our country. Your government will use a multi-pronged approach to ensure peace and stability this year in our country. First, we will pursue the national dialogue to unite our people and restore peace and security in the country. I declared in this house, in this very house, the call for national dialogue on December 14, 2016. Since then, we have taken steps towards full implementation of this critical national initiative. Days following the announcement of the initiative, I formed the steering committee of eminent persons and the secretariat to outline, to facilitate the process. Although the committee is yet to be sworn in, due to my full schedule over the last 2 months and in early next month, it will be sworn in early next month. Despite the delay, to inaugurate the work of the steering committee, the secretariat has been doing a lot of work behind the scene preparations for the process. Equally, we have been consulting with our regional and international partners and grantors of the peace agreement on this process. I want to thank them for overwhelming positive response and support to the national dialogue. I want to firmly emphasize in this August House that the national dialogue is a key priority for this government and an important national undertaking designed to unite the people of South Sudan and to consolidate peace and improve security in the country. It follows, therefore, that the August House should swiftly approve a supplementary budget for the national dialogue and help prepare the nation to enter into dialogue. I also want to make it absolutely clear to those who question and doubt our intentions, and to our regional and international partners, that the National Dialogue Initiative we have rolled out is not a trick, a delaying tactic, or a calculated strategy by the government to consolidate its grip on power. We are not in the business of playing tactics or tricks. We are a government, and our business is to work for the unity of the people of South Sudan, protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of this land, and to uphold our constitution and international obligations. I therefore call upon our partners and those in the opposition to cast any doubts aside and join the national dialogue as we genuinely seek to restore peace and security through the unity of our people. The national dialogue is a genuine desire of the people of South Sudan, and the government is determined to push it forward as has been outlined. To ensure that the process achieves its stated objectives, the national dialogue is not written in a stone. It is designed as a great flexibility, and so we are open to any inputs and suggestions to improve it and accommodate any concerns that may surface. However, I want to categorically state that this is a South Sudanese owned and led process, and so our supporters should stand behind the steering committee and the secretariat. This is precisely the reason flexibility is a defining character of this initiative to accommodate concerns of many South Sudanese people. Like any initiative, it is obvious to state that the national dialogue will draw from experiences in other contexts, and while other experiences may be helpful, all efforts should be geared towards charting a unique course for South Sudan. In order to expedite this crucial national initiative, the government will make the initial financial contribution to kick off the process in March. Thereafter, the steering committee, assisted by the secretariat, would be in a position to mobilize additional resources to ensure successful implementation of this initiative. We are at an advanced stage of identifying an independent fund manager for this process. The Secretariat is working out some modalities with the UNDP to effectively establish the funds. As the national dialogue gathers momentum, I call upon the August House to take a lead in mobilizing the people of South Sudan for the grassroots consultations as well as the regional conferences.